to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we were talking recently about the idea that working with you, like the focus to start, all you have to do to start is really look at post-fall pull and kind of get that down. And then once you get that down, which doesn't take long, it really only takes about 28 days to kind of get the understanding of post-fall pull. But then you get into the nuance and the timing and the headspace you got to be in. And that's where you spent decades working with Romanoff, right? So talk about that, like how you evolve from this, I'm just learning how to do the pull, to now I'm actually understanding how to run.
Sure. That's a great question. And it's a great conversation. One day we've got to have him on.
Yeah.
I think that will definitely.
I would love that.
That'll be next. All right. So I really, let me just say, this is really fun, guys. So when I was first in, I went to UT Austin and I was all about personal training. I was going to be in the gym. That was me. I was a personal trainer, fitness instructor. But I lived in Austin. So I ran recreationally. Like I ran in college, but not for like races. You know, we did fun runs, whatever. I never took it seriously. It's like, I'm good at it, or I even want to be coaching it, because I was the aerobics lady and personal trainer. So anyway, I got a job, graduated, and it was getting really popular to train people for like 5Ks, and triathlons got popular, and then marathons. So I started just engaging. Like I just started signing up and participating, and then training people like, hey guys, let's do these outside running things.
Yeah.
Well, immediately, I'd never been injured before. I'd been in a gym my whole life, you know, in my world. I mean, and I taught 3 classes a day and I was a personal trainer. And then I go running. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my calf or my,
yeah,
my hamstring. I'm feeling really weird. And we couldn't all stay together. Like when I teach a fitness class, the whole room is just standing still, you know, maybe moving forward and back or side to side, but we're all together, right? And you go outside running,
yeah.
Everybody's all over the place. So I was like, oh man, I got to get certified. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Well, guess what? There isn't one. There was a learn how to do everything. I was certified in, you name it, steps, spinning, you know, high impact, low impact, glutes and abs, whatever it was. And I was like, there's not one for running. So I went to the running shoe store, of course, first, and told them, like, I need to learn how to run. And they're like, you sure do. And they had me, like, run up and down the little hallway thing or whatever outside. And the guy was like, oh, my gosh, you pronate so bad. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. What do I do?
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of that. I'm like, because I didn't know anything about running. So I was like, you know, I know everything about aerobics and fitness training. I didn't, you know, in my mind, I was like, I'm here to learn. I'm a student. So anyway, he's like, your foot rotates out when it lands on the ground and you need it to go forward. So you need to buy this motion control shoe, running shoe. And I was like, oh, running shoe. All right. I only have aerobic shoes.
Yeah.
And guys,
what's
really funny, by the way, is even in college, I used to run to teach my aerobic classes and I had a Walkman. So I would I'd have my running tape and then I would flip it out to my aerobics tape when I got to the aerobics. And I never in my mind considered anything for running other than that's how I got to my aerobics class. I didn't change my shoes. So when they told me you need running shoes, for me, I was like, oh, okay, I've been doing it wrong. I mean, you see how like we're so easily swayed is my point. Whereas I'm like, instead of thinking, well, Valerie, for 4 years, you've been running in these same shoes. See what I mean? It wasn't until I added distance and started training for an event that running became something that I thought of as differently, if that makes any sense. Anyway, yeah. I bought the shoes that I pronated in. I still hurt. I told the guy, I can't just afford new shoes. Give me a tip for running. And he's like, he told me to push off the back and reach with the front. So I was like, all right, I'm going to win it. I'm gonna be the biggest pusher and reacher in the world. And then I just pulled my hamstring.
Yeah, so of course.
Yeah.
Probably his shin splints too.
Yeah. So at that point I had started doing some triathlon stuff. So I went to the triathlon store and they had a book on triathlon, how to train for a triathlon, swim, bike, and run. I was like, oh, good. Finally, at least there's something, right? Like I can get some knowledge. So in the book, they had a little blurb on pose method, and it was just a little picture of a girl in the running pose. And all it said was, stand in this pose and then pull your foot up from the ground to switch feet. Running is just pulling your foot up to pose. I was like, perfect. See, simple, effective. I can do that. So I was like, I'm going to pull to pose. And then I went one step further and I actually bought the pose book. I didn't know there was one. Went further. I bought the pose book. I bought the pose video. I memorized it. I was like, I got this down. And guys, just so you know, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I didn't have my pains anymore. I was able to teach people because look, there's a method of teaching. He had a video with like drills for as an aerobics teacher. I was floored. I couldn't believe it. I was like, where has this been hiding? So here I start teaching all my runners and they're loving it, but we were not getting injured, but we also were pretty much staying still. Like none of us were getting any faster and we're wanting to run marathons. So I actually called him. I called the guy in the back of the, I called his book, the number, he had a phone number, and I started working with him directly. And what I was missing was the fall element. And what I was missing was understanding of movement. So this is also really important for everybody to understand that I came to him with a complete misunderstanding of movement. And I'd been trained for years and years and years. And so he had to unstick my mind, which he'll tell you probably took him, I don't know, 3 years.
Right.
And I say that in a joking way, but not really, because my first clinic with him is when he realized she has memorized the book. She has memorized the video. She has no idea what she's teaching. She's just repeating. I was just mimicking. And that, guys, that's how most of us are doing things. We mimic. We see someone doing something. And as an aerobics teacher, when I learned, say, like step aerobics, they taught us how to do a certain step or whatever. Then you could just go make up all your own dances and combinations. They didn't care. So that's how I felt with the running. I'm like, oh, look, he's giving me all these drills. So he was like, wow, you really are good at drilling. You're not running. Because I really didn't understand the concept of what pose method is. And the first clinic I took with him, the first 3 hours was he was just talking. And I kept thinking, when are we going to run? When are we going to run? What's he talking for? Why does he keep talking? I didn't shut up. He was like, Valerie, shh, stop talking. You're not listening. You're here. You're here thinking you already know. You read the book. You know everything. You know nothing. And he was right. I knew nothing. So when I finally shut up.
Yeah.
And I listened. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm still learning from him. I just saw him, I think last summer, and he taught a clinic in Austin. And I spent years learning from him, years. And I have my level four, there's no level five. In fact, anymore, there's no more with him because he's probably 80 years old now. But the reality is, guys, that it took hours and hours of him like explaining the concept for me to finally let my mind open to, I wasn't listening, I was mimicking. And I wanted the end result so bad. I wanted to just, and I told him, I already run. I already do marathons. And he's like, I don't care. You're not running. You're not free falling. You're just pulling. So a lot of our runners, I tell them, guys, I promise you, I went through a lot with him. I mean, I sat in his living room for 8 hours straight learning one drill because he was like, you don't get it. We're not moving on. And I was like, he must not realize I'm Valerie from the queue.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's so amazing is that if you look at any other move, if you look at any other sport, you talk about this in your clinics. You know, if I were a golfer or a tennis player or a swimmer, I would know that just because I can swim a lap, like to be a world-class swimmer, there are drills they have to do. There are flip turns. There are nuances to swimming, right? There are nuances to golfing, to playing tennis. But running, we just run, right? And that's what's so amazing. When you really take running as a movement and look at it as it is a series of, you know, pose, fall, pull is the gait cycle, and you really start geeking out about it, there's so much more to it than just I'm just going to go out and run. And now that's something that everybody goes through when you come into the membership, if you choose to come into the membership and you're going through the first 4 weeks where we ask you to just kind of focus on the movement post fall pull, right? By week three, they start going, oh my God, I'm thinking too much. I'm not having any fun. And we always tell you that's kind of the wall. And that's usually just about the time. Sometimes it's 3 weeks, sometimes it's 6 weeks, kind of depends on the person, how often they're practicing, but you will get past it. It's because you're now thinking and eventually you'll get to feeling. And that's that nuance that they, that most runners, you know, when they say, oh, I just drudged through a run. No, our runners don't do that. Our runners go out and are smiling. They're enjoying themselves. They come back with pure shock sometimes and say, it was, I hate to use the word, effortless, right?
Well, you know, that's like, I think the biggest challenge, like we had somebody ask us once at a clinic, when can I stop thinking?
Yeah.
And I just remember Dr. Romanoff saying, when you figure that out, you let me know. Like my brain doesn't shut off. But our point for people was like, this is the coolest thing. I'm going to say this. This is one of the neatest, I don't know. I mean, he's dropped so many great things, but
yeah,
this is the thing with running, guys. We are all born with a natural blueprint for running. Running is 1,000% the most natural movement there is. The challenge is we have made it unnatural by the environment we have put ourselves in. And so when you actually go through the immersion, the pose method of running, the learning, what's so wild is you're actually going back to that initial blueprint. It's a freedom. Running is free falling. It's the ultimate connection between the body, the mind and gravity of the earth. Like you are so connected to the world. I mean, it's what running is. And it's like stripping everything away. And people almost are scared of that. And I'm like, I'm telling you, that is how you love to run, is when you take the watch off, take all of that off and learn to just feel running again. That's how you wake back up. And in fact, there's a new study, it just came out. We are now seeing adults in their 40s, 50s, up to 60s, hitting race numbers, running numbers they've never seen. And I know why. It's because that's the age when you finally say, you know what? I'm going to work on my movement rather than my pace. Rather than just hurting myself trying to run these miles, I'm going to take the time. And as soon as people start working on their mindset in that way, like I'm going to open my body, I'm going to open my mind. Wow, they're like realizing potentials simply because they started ungluing their mind. Like that's what I say. As soon as you start to open your mind, your body starts to free itself in its movement. You just don't know yet, one, that you're closed, and second, that you have this potential. Most of our runners come in, I'm like, you don't even know because you've never even free fallen. You don't even know
how
you can run. You never, and they're so stuck in like, well, I've run 2 hours. Or I've run this before. I'm like, yeah, but have you really? Like, have you really run?
Right. Or did you just go out there and check a box kind of thing? And I think that's what's really different about RunnerX. And if you are on our YouTube channel and started watching the deep dives or you've listened to this podcast, what's different is we actually look at your running like we would if we were your golf coach or we were your swimming coach, and we really do geek out about it. And our whole point of it is to get you to move correctly. And when you can move correctly when running, we show you how you can move correctly when walking, when you're doing simple movements like a squat or a lunge or a push-up, how to do those. I mean, everything can change, guys. And we really are about making it, we joke, and I'm saying this word lightly, we joke that we can't say that running is going to be not hard, because you've got to, it's cardiovascular, guys. You're using your whole body. It's always going to be hard, but it's not hard as in painful, right? It can be challenging and enjoyable. And if that's your goal, which I think that's what happens when you get into your 40s and 50s, you're like, can I just do something for me that's enjoyable, right? and you open yourself up to being coachable, it's like a brand new day. So if you haven't already, download our app. You can find it in Google Play or in the Apple App Store. Look for RunRx Academy. It's a black little logo right now that just says basically run pain-free. And, you know, come into the app. We're adding a lot of free content. We're going to add some more ways for you to interact with Valerie. And our hope is that you will eventually join us in the membership, and the membership will be in the app as well. So the goal is to have everything be in the app, the community, being able to talk to Valerie, being able to actually converse with her, upload your videos to get check-in. Everything would be in the app, and that's our goal. So hopefully get in now, and then you'll be automatically put in the app when you put in the membership when you join, and it'll all be there. And if you have any questions, reach out to support at runrx.fit. That's support at runrx.fit, and we'll answer it on the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.